Welcome to this guided meditation on subtle activism. Here at the beginning, I invite you to become aware of the surface supporting you right now. Notice your experience of that support and how your body receives the support that's under you right now. Support is a reciprocal process. It is offered and it is received. Bring your awareness now to the support that is available within your own body. Notice, where is your internal landing place, your internal center of gravity? Notice if you were to follow your next out-breath as an invitation down into yourself, where do you land? There is in you, in each of us, a place of core presence. So I invite you to notice if your internal landing place allows you to sense into your core presence, that place in you that is always undisturbed. In fact, you might notice that there is an ever-present steadiness in this core place in you. It can be very helpful to cultivate an awareness of this underlying ever-present steadiness. Also, bring your awareness to your spine, how it connects from the base of your skull all the way to your tailbone and supports your body. In fact, notice your entire skeleton and the way it not only gives shape to your body, but it represents an internal infrastructure of support. Now, notice again the surface under you. And then, for just a moment, expand your awareness to take in the environment around you. And notice whatever quality of support you receive from the environment around you. Now I'm going to ask you, if you will, to bring your awareness to the area of your heart space, not your physical heart, but your energetic heart space, that space within which you feel heart-based experiences, a sense of connection, a sense of being moved or inspired. The heart has its own intelligence and perception. And for this meditation, I invite you to engage it from your heart perception, from your heart space. In whatever way makes sense to you, I would ask you to imagine that there is universal love that can pour into and through you into the world, recognizing that love is its own healing energy, its own healing frequency. And to imagine that one kind of subtle activism is to move through the world radiating love. And I say universal love because it's more than just personal affection or personal recognition. It is its own deep force that carries a certain frequency of healing. And so notice what it would be like for you if you allowed love to move through you into the world. And because it is universal love, notice what it feels like when you hold the intention that this energy moving through you touches everything. Nothing is left out. And that it can touch the heart of every human on this planet. Part of this particular subtle activism journey invites us to hold the intention of supporting a healed heart of humanity. That we as a human family can have our hearts open and healed in a way that allows this loving presence to flow through, to flow into our world. Notice what you experience in your body, what sensations come up, what you experience in your emotions, and what the state of mind is that accompanies your willingness to be an open channel or transmitter for love, universal love, moving through you into your world. You might even notice what it would be like to imagine going through your daily activities, radiating love. How might that change the quality of your experience and the quality of your expression? And as part of this particular guided meditation, I want to invite you now to bring your awareness to quantum realities, a quantum perspective on reality now, where we know from quantum research that reality is comprised of an infinite array of probabilities, that we live in a participatory quantum universe. And because of this array of probabilities, there is the idea, which may reflect the reality, that there are alternate realities coexisting in our world. And for the purposes of this meditation, I want to invite you to be curious about the possibility that somewhere in some probable reality, there is a humanity living more gently on the earth, a humanity whose heart is healthy, open, that recognizes our inherent kinship with each other, with all life on the planet. A heart that understands we are interdependent and related, and that the earth is our source of life. And for just a few moments here, I invite you to explore how it feels to put out a call for that aspect of humanity to come into our reality, to awaken in us, to bring to us that lived experience of an open, healed heart that understands how to live gently on this planet in a recognition of our kinship with all other living beings on this planet. Let go of any need to have specific images or a rational understanding of this. Instead, take a moment to focus on your felt sense experience, on what happens in your heart space when you send out a call to a healed humanity, a healthy humanity, to join us, to come into our lived experience and awaken in each of us that healthy capacity and expression. Notice what you become aware of as you do this, without any demand or expectation, just the invitation, just the call. Just the invitation. Just the intention to be willing to receive this awareness in whatever way it may arise, whenever it may appear, leaving the options totally open and staying out of the way, continuing to be a transmitter of love into our world. And so, as I begin to close this meditation, you can, of course, make it as long as you would like, continuing to be attuned, focused, aware. And as you come back, when you're ready to come back, notice the resonating tone of your experience. Notice the frequency that you radiate out into the world. And imagine moving through your daily life filled with this frequency of universal love and with the invitation to a healed humanity, a healed heart, an inclination to live gently on this planet, feeling kinship with all the other earth kin, be they our human kin or any of the other life forms that are part of our earth family. And then just notice the quality of your internal life as you do this kind of practice. I invite you to do this meditation once a week, if not more, as part of your commitment to use subtle activism in addition to whatever you're doing as activity out in the world. And so for now, as this meditation draws to a close, I wish you well.